Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the last hearing for the House committee investigating the Capitol riot,
there are 9 ayes and 0 noes.
The committee urged the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against former President Donald Trump. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin is on the committee.
Ours is not a system of justice where foot soldiers go to jail and the masterminds and ringleaders get a free pass.
Video was played today of Trump advisor Hope Hicks about what the former president said about the 2020 election.
He said something along the lines of, nobody will care about my legacy if I lose. So that won't matter. The only thing that matters is winning.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says the actions of the former president means he should remain a former president.
No man who would behave that way at that moment in time can ever serve in any position of authority in our nation again. He is unfit for any office.
The criminal referral is mostly symbolic. The Justice Department ultimately decides whether to prosecute Donald Trump or others. Dr. Anthony Fauci steps down from a 5-decade career in public service at the end of the month. In an interview with the AP, Fauci says almost 3 years after the start of the pandemic,
untruths abound, conspiracy theories abound, distortions of reality abound.
Fauci says his mantra remains, stick to the science. A second person has died after a crush at a London concert venue last week. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a rare trip to a close ally, Belarus, as his forces pursue their campaign to bombard Ukraine. The losses continue today on Wall Street. The Dow finished down 162 points. This is AP News. Amber Heard says she reached a settlement with her ex-husband.
Actors Johnny Depp and Amber Heard have settled their defamation lawsuits. Heard says she'll have to pay him $1 million for the legal costs of their high-profile trial last spring, in which she said,
Johnny has taken enough of my voice. I have the right to tell my story.
In a post on Instagram, Heard says the decision to settle the case was difficult, adding that her life as she knew it is now destroyed because she was vilified for defending her truth. Depp's people say they're pleased to close the door on this painful chapter and that the actor will donate the $1 million payment from Heard to charity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police say a man was arrested after Nazi symbols were carved into a menorah in Beverly Hills, California. Use of surveillance video led to the arrest of Eric King of Dallas, Texas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Elon Musk polls Twitter users about whether he should stay as head of the social media platform or go, and they vote to send him packing. It was a simple tweet sent Sunday by Elon Musk. Should I step down as head of Twitter, I will abide by the results of this poll. More than half of 17.5 million users who responded to the poll voted yes by the time it closed Monday morning. Before the tweet, the billionaire acknowledged he made a mistake in launching new speech restrictions that banned mentions of rival social media websites. Twitter had announced that users will no longer be able to link to Facebook, Instagram, and other platforms the company described as prohibited. But there was so much criticism, Musk promised not to make any more major policy changes without a survey. The last tweet he sent Sunday, those who want power are the ones who least deserve it. A woman was caught trying to steal Christmas presents from actor Robert De Niro's New York City home while he was there. Police say the woman is a suspected serial burglar who they were following when she went into Robert De Niro's East 65th Street townhouse around 2:45 Monday morning. They say the basement door had signs of forced entry. Police found the 30-year-old woman in the living room attempting to take Christmas presents, and they took her into custody. The actor who was upstairs came down while the arrest was underway. A spokesman for the 79-year-old said he wouldn't be making a statement and that the home was a rental. The Vatican defrocks a U.S. priest who is very active in supporting anti-abortion and Donald Trump. The Vatican calls former Father Frank Pavone's communications on social media blasphemous and says it was his persistent disobedience of his bishop who repeatedly told him to stop his partisan activism for Donald Trump that got him defrocked. A defiant Pavone appeared on his social media wearing his church collar under a biker jacket Sunday to answer questions and call attention to what he says is decades of persecution by the church.
It's the cancel culture, it's war on supporters of pro-life candidates.
Pavone's supporters denounced the defrocking, including Bishop Joseph Strickland of Tyler, Texas. Laicization, or being reduced to the lay state, is one of the harshest sanctions in the church's canon law for priests. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.